The next part of the story is the beginning of Clarence Wilson's friendship with Johnny Wilson, who is the main character in the book, because he's a friend of Dick Burdett, the author. He focuses on Johnny Wilson. Johnny was a jumper. He was not tall, but he could jump and stuff the ball through the basket. It said like he was putting clothes in a hamper. He could get off the floor like nobody's business. He and Clarence Wilson became lifelong friends. They roomed together as Globetrotters, and he gave Clarence Wilson the nickname Cave for Horse Cave. He called him Cave Wilson. They played all over the country. Bus troubles, eating problems, black team and white in white cities were all problems. But during that first year of playing with the Globetrotter, by mid-January, the Trotters had returned to Chicago. This time they would not play in a small, crowded suburban high school gym. This time they would play in the city's largest arena, the Chicago Stadium. As usual, they drew a packed house. But for Clarence Wilson, not even playing in such a famous place in front of more than 20,000 people could begin to match the excitement he had experienced a few days before in Louisville, before not even a third that many spectators. For the first time, his family had seen him in a Globetrotter's uniform. So did almost everybody else in Horse Cave, white and black. Not since those long ago Sunday afternoon baseball games in a cow pasture had so many Horse Cave residents flocked to a sporting event. In keeping with standing policy, whenever the Trotters played in or near a player's hometown, Clarence Wilson was in the starting lineup along with Marcus, Babe, the Goose, and Sweetwater. And just to make sure it was a fine homecoming, his teammates set lots of screens for him, gave him plenty of chances to make slashing drives to the basket, to fire long looping two-hand set shots, several from half court. The folks from Horse Cave had another memory to take back home that night, this one as breathtaking as it was disturbing. When Clarence Wilson cut toward the basket, a white player undercut him, deliberately it seemed. Clarence Wilson bounced to his feet, and for a few seconds they stood nearly nose to nose, glaring at each other. A black man, physically challenging a white man. The folks from Horse Cave had never seen anyone do that before, not even Uncle Tom. Neither had they seen the likes of Marcus Hayes dribbling or Goose Tatum's zany antics. Tatum took a pass in the pivot, crouched, stuffed the ball under his shirt, faked a lazy hook shot. As opponents pretended to jump to block the shot that he hadn't made, the Goose strutted down the floor looking like he was 8 months pregnant. He wandered into the stands and appropriated a bag of popcorn, took it out onto the court, munched on it as the game continued, grabbed a man's felt dress hat and stuck it on his own head, pulled a mirror out of his trunks and admired himself. A few minutes later, he borrowed a woman's scarf and purse. Then he grabbed a camera, walked back onto the floor, pulled a mirror out of the purse, pretended to tease his hair and apply lipstick, then, flash, took his own picture. When Haynes wasn't dribbling and Tatum clowning, Sweetwater Clifton cupped the ball in his huge hand like an orange and waved it around like he was directing traffic. They saw Irma Robinson fire in deadly one-handers from the corners, Clarence Wilson make two-hand set shots from half court, jumping Johnny Wilson soar above the rim and stuff the ball into the basket like a man jamming too many clothes into a too small suitcase. How in the world could someone no taller than that jump that high? 9 years earlier, Clarence Wilson had been delivering newspapers. The next morning, when old number three rumbled into Horse Cave, Clarence Wilson, the pride of Horse Cave, was in the newspaper. Big as life, right there on the sports page. In a little more than 3 months, the Trotters had played all over the eastern United States. Now, as they headed back to Evans Hotel on Chicago's south side, it is time to get ready to head out again. Season, what, even half over? It is time to head west.